are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Over 40 years ago, I began my career in business, and for the first 30 years, I was part of corporate America and worked my way from the mailroom and a telephone company to a senior management position with responsibility for tens of millions of dollars and 600 employees. 10 years ago, I left corporate life and struck out on my own, working with troubled companies and teaching leadership and management courses. In my role as employee and manager, I was able to observe some of the best and worst managers and leaders. I also took time to read and study the thoughts of the latest and greatest leadership gurus as they put their spin on the subject of leadership. Over time, I began to notice that no matter how the newest book dressed leadership, the fact is, leadership has not changed much since the beginning of time. Each new book gave us new language and a new twist and seemed to complicate the art of leadership. When I began teaching people how to manage and lead, I decided I would get back to the basics, so I wrote a course in leadership titled Leadership Lessons for Managers and Their Bosses, Getting Back to the Basics. The course has 6 parts. Part number 1, what does a real leader look like, and am I one? Part 2, leading and retaining employees by knowing yourself and them. Part 3, give your employees the gift of passion and drive. Part 4, skills development utilizing statistical and observational analysis. Part 5, motivation management, motivating their way to get your work done your way. And last, servant leaders aren't wimps, it just sounds like it. The next step I took was to look at management and try and define it simply. In order to simply define leadership, I decided I needed to define it in one sentence, and this is the definition I came up with. Leadership is the art of serving people with the intent to create success for the team and the individual. In essence, it's your responsibility to provide everything from vision to the tools for your employees to perform their jobs in an efficient and effective manner. The employee's job is to use the vision and the tools to perform their job and contribute to the profits of the company so that the company will thrive and provide a livelihood for all the employees in management. You serve your employees and they serve you. Leadership is not a one-sided dictatorial exercise, but a collaborative effort between you and your employees. Now that we have our facts straight about what the employees are thinking and what responsibilities are yours and theirs, let's look at how all this plays out in practical terms. In my seminars, I discuss 12 deadly sins made by managers that will destroy their effort to lead. We'll talk about those. We will also cover practical suggestions for everyday management. We can't cover the 6-hour course in 30 minutes, but I will share some of the highlights with you. Before we talk about how to lead people, we need to get a little insight into what the employee is thinking and feeling. In Marcus Buckingham and Kurt Kaufman's book, First Break All the Rules, they surveyed employees to see what concerned them, and they discovered 6 things that your employees are concerned about. First, does my supervisor or someone at work seem to care about me as a person? Second, at work, do I have the opportunity to do what I do best every day? Third, do I know what is expected of me? Fourth, do I have the materials and equipment I need to do my work right? Then, is there someone at work who encourages my development? And last, in the last 7 days, have I received recognition and praise for good work? In another study done by Captain D. Michael Abshoff and noted in his book, It's Your Ship, we're told that 65% of those people leaving our companies are leaving.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.